Hey, Daily Dosers, we're taking an in-depth look at some of the different ideas surrounding the end times today from this last weekend's message. Again, if you weren't there, feel free to check that out on northcoastchurch.com. We're in Revelation chapter 5 today. So last book in your Bible, Revelation chapter 5. We're looking at this really cool symbol that is used throughout the book of Revelation called the scroll. And here's what it says in Revelation chapter 5. It says this: "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne," so this is going to be God. God is sitting on the throne, and he's got his right hand. The right hand was a symbol of authority and power and justice and judgment. "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?'" So to seal a scroll, you would, long piece of paper, you'd start almost, we'd rolling it up, and then you'd, to create a lot of seals to make sure that no one was able to open it or look at it unless they were worthy of doing so or that they were the ones, right? So if I sent it to you, I didn't want the mail carrier reading it, or maybe it was a secret message. If you got it and those seals were broken, you knew that someone took your message from you and they weren't worthy to read it. So you would create seals in order to say, no one should have read this. So you'd roll it up, you'd place a seal on it. Then you'd roll it up further if you're doing multiple seals. You'd place another wax seal on it. And someone, in order to read it, would have to break those open. So this was, it said this thing had seven seals on it, seven different seals for this scroll. So whatever was written on the scroll was of the utmost import. And here's what the angel says. It says, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? Whose message is this? Who's the owner of this? Who's able to accommodate these things?" It says, "But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept," John says, "because no one," John who wrote the book of Revelation, "I wept and wept because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed.'" These are prophetic pictures back from the Old Testament saying that there's going to come this Lion of Judah. And this is Jesus. This is where Jesus was from, for the lineage and the line of Judah, of the tribe of Judah. This is who the Savior is going to be. And so he is known as the Lion of Judah, the root of David. This is going back to the book of Isaiah that says there's going to be a tender shoot that takes place. And this tender shoot is speaking of Jesus, and he is the root of the tree of Jesse. So it's all talking about this Jesus character. He has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. So we get this picture of the lamb, or this picture of the lion. And then verse 6 says, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll." And again, for those of us, if you're in church, this idea of the slain lamb is the symbol of Jesus also. So we get this really cool dichotomy or juxtaposition of God being the Lion of Judah, but also the lamb that was slain. At the same time, we talked about in the sermon this last week, in that tension of we've got a suffering servant king, but we also have a conquering, reigning Lion of Judah. So the wounded lamb, why was he wounded? Because the lamb was sacrificed on the cross for us. So this is speaking of Jesus apocalyptically. The lamb grabs that scroll of which the angel was screaming, "Who is worthy?" And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding seven golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Tens of thousands join in, verse 12, and they sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory forever and ever." So what's in the scroll? It's God's will for people. It's what we couldn't accomplish on our own. It's God saying, here's my redemptive plan. And our finances couldn't open the scroll. Our best efforts couldn't open the scroll. Our place in society couldn't open the scroll. All of our best thinking couldn't open the scroll. Every mission trip we've ever been on combined couldn't open the scroll. It was only the perfect Lamb of God who was slain that was worthy to open the scroll. For us to get that picture of a lamb who willingly did those things so he could take on the will of God, something that we could be grateful for today. We'll see you guys tomorrow.